practice time and not having enough.
Yeah.
How did today's look to you?
Pretty much what you expected. You go for a heavy run of games, day off. So we got a chance to do some things that we have only talked about or shown on video. And then get some extra work for some guys, too, that hopefully move some of these guys closer to returning to the lineup.
Can you tell us about the absence of Toby Enstrom today, Paul?
Yeah, maintenance. He's 100% in the lineup tomorrow.
But for Drew Stafford and for Kyle Connor and for Brian Little, where are they at right now?
Drew's available for the lineup tomorrow night. He needed to get through a full practice and feel good. As of right now, he did, but we'll wait till tomorrow morning to make sure that continued. Kyle is just slightly behind that. His next practice will get some bumping in. He needs to get through just a non-contact full skate. So he's still a couple of days before we can clear him. And Brian, it's still, I'd say now we're talking about day-to-day, but I'm not expecting him before the end of this trip, but he's getting closer.
Anything new with Matthew Pearl? Or
nothing. Nothing. They're not progressing quickly. I wouldn't say they're not progressing as quickly as we would hoped. I mean, you always want a guy back faster. There's a range on all these injuries, and each one's different in terms of how fast they can come back from that injury.
So Matthew and Tyler both not skating then at this point?
Very light, yeah.
The day off yesterday, can you almost wipe the first half of the road trip away here and now focus on these two Central Division games
yeah.
where you've played well in the division here to start the year?
Hill, we've played well up until our last two games. We've talked about the Boston game. I think you know, you watched the video they gave what they had in the tank in Carolina. It wasn't a great game. And for sure, we need the mental break from those two, and now we get back to teams that we play a lot, that we understand the style of game that's going to happen, and try to get back on that winning track.
Do you expect the energy level to be pretty high tomorrow?
I would think. I do think that the day off helped. You can just... The mood is lighter in practice and that they've got some energy. They'll talk on the ice because they got a little bit of energy. I thought we had it. We thought we had that energy in the Philadelphia game. I did just think it caught up to us.
How much stock do you put into faceoffs? Obviously, it's been an area that hasn't been great. Is it a big...
It's a big part of the game. It's not absolutely correlated to winning. But at certain times... we got... I mean, really four young guys taking faceoffs for the most part that are in that early part of their career. And what we like is we're starting to see nights where Adam Lowry has a big night. So it's kind of the progression, right? They'll have a good night and they'll have an off night, and eventually the off nights disappear, but they have to start having some good nights too. So each one of them has their night where they're good in the circle, and then they've got more to learn.
Do you think that's one of the areas that have... the lack of practice time? I know guys
are doing extra work when they can. We run face-offs every single day. They do video on it every single day. The lack of practice time is a challenge for sure, but I'm not sure it's hurt our energy level. I think not practicing has been part of the reason why we've been able to survive what we're going through with the injuries that we've had. I mean, there's one other team maybe that's dealing with what we're dealing with right now, and that's Dallas, and they've had their challenges as well. So I wouldn't put them on the ice. You'd like more practice time. Not for the more practice time. It means you're playing less games. So it is what it is.
I just meant in relation to the face-offs. Is that just reps then, you think? Or?
Yeah, both, right? You do it every day. You work on it every single day. That would be a benefit. You get to take more reps and then experience.
Connor's injury, was it related to the hit from Clifford, or is that...
No, it was directly related to it. He's back skating, sure.